Yes, thank you, Chairman Noren, members of the board. I did want to speak to a few of the items that are in the written executive officer's report, which is under item 9 on your agenda. And for members of the public, if you didn't get that, there should be copies on the table outside. The first thing I'd say is that we're pleased to announce that we have a new second assistant executive officer for the North Coast region. Claudia Villacorta is our new second assistant executive officer, joining the duties of assistant executive officer with Josh Curtis, who is homesick today, and Claudia is had a previously scheduled vacation. Some new hires, new positions that we got for our office over the last couple of years, we reached a size that warranted and supported having two assistant executive officers. So we were able to make the request to the state board, and it actually had to go to the state personnel board for their approval. We got the approval, and we initiated a recruitment process this past summer, and Claudia was the successful candidate. Claudia comes to us, to this position with many years of experience working for the water boards, an incredibly capable, skilled individual. So I'm really happy to have Claudia in the position. And she serves as the oversees two of our divisions, our point source and groundwater protection division, and our cannabis and compliance assurance enforcement division. Josh now oversees the other two divisions, the planning and stewardship division and the non-point source and timber harvest division, as well as Josh also oversees the administration unit. They share the duties as the chief enforcement officers, each for their respective divisions. So I think it's going to be a good change for this office, and it's going to help us as we're growing, expanding, and be more effective and efficient in the work of our meeting our mission. So I wanted to just mention that, and then I wanted to speak to the status of the Russian River watershed pathogen TMDL. As the board knows, this is a project that we've worked on for many, many years. There have been a number of delays, frankly, in our schedule, all for good reason. The article speaks to much of that. But the most recent reason for the delay is that in August of this year, the State Board adopted new numeric objectives for fecal indicator bacteria for the protection of the recreational beneficial use of both freshwaters and ocean and saline waters. So in our basin plan, we've had a fecal coliform objective for many, many years. The science has evolved, and we've learned that fecal coliform isn't the best indicator for pathogen contamination. And so the State Board adopted an E. coli objective for freshwaters and Enterococcus for ocean waters and saline waters. So we anticipated the State Board's coming up with these new objectives, and so we wrote the TMDL to be consistent with the new E. coli objective for freshwaters. The thing that we did not adequately anticipate was that when State Board adopted the new objective, they also adopted guidance on the methodology for calculating assessing water quality data for E. coli and Enterococcus and assessing whether it meets the objective or not. And so it changed the averaging period under which you assess water quality data. So that led us to need to reanalyze a lot of the or all of the water quality data that we've been using to develop the TMDL and confirm the impairment. And so we're in the process of doing that reanalysis for the entire watershed on a REACH HUC-12 basin scale, looking at both the new objectives, but then also the other lines of evidence that we've all along been using for the pathogen TMDL. So that's looking at all types of fecal indicator bacteria. So we still are looking at fecal coliform as an example, as well as the Bactroides. You'll recall that we've used Bactroides as a measure to assess the sources of fecal waste, whether it's human or bovine or other sources. So we're, again, looking at that data on the same REACH level. And then also looking at other lines of evidence like beach closures and the use of the phylochip that we've done. So we do not anticipate that this reanalysis will fundamentally change the program of implementation for the TMDL, but it will lead to some to a lot of changes throughout the staff report, which is why the reason for the delay. It may result in a refinement of the area of the Advanced Protection Management Plan. That's the APMP boundaries, or the area under which new requirements associated with on-site waste treatment systems or septic system upgrades or assessment of those systems will be necessary. And there may be a refinement of that APMP area. I'm almost done, and then I'll take your question, John. With this reassessment, we're going to bring it back to hearing at the April board meeting, and get the documents out for public review 30 days ahead of that board meeting. It won't be a third round of written public comment opportunity, but we want to get the documents out a good 30 days ahead of the board meeting, just so the public has an adequate time to review. So that's my update, and John, happy to take your question and any other questions you have.
Well, we are where we are, and I think that's a very good response to where we are. But I believe this goes back to 2005, where we began delaying because of the state board deliberations. So one aspect where, as a board member, I feel uncomfortable is we didn't properly appraise the length of time of the state board decision-making, because we can't delay pollution control for like 13 years. And I believe the board, or at least one board member for 7 years, has been indicating that we needed to move before the state board, because I was a little skeptical at their rate of progress. So, like I said, we are where we are. This is a positive solution. But what I got is our learning curve is, and this is long before your time, so that part's good, mm-hmm. is we never properly appraised, and sometimes it's very hard in Sacramento. I realize sometimes it's reading tea leaves, but sometimes it isn't. But we never appraised how long it would take. So we've delayed regulations for 13 years, and it looks like it's going to be year 14 before we get through with this. I think that's too long in looking back in the headlights and with Sunday back quarterbacking. So that's what my only comment is. When we appraise and delay something for the state, we really need to take some time. Are they realistically going to get it done? Is it running into problems? Do they require more studies? All of which occurred in this. And that should be a red flag that then we have a choice. Should we regulate with the best we have for a decade plus and then go back and do exactly what you're doing and amending the TMDL based upon new information? So that's all. And I also want to say in the affairs of government, stuff happens, and I'm very well aware of that. Even if you'd looked at it perfectly, the State Board may have been opaque on the subject. But I, as a board member, feel uncomfortable that we did nothing for over a decade awaiting a the perfect should not be in the way of the good. Yeah. And I think that's what happened here. But thank you, and I look forward to it with a lot of excitement.
Well, I'm glad you're excited, Mr. Corbett. All right. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Matt, by the way. It really is. Thank you, Matt. All right, moving on.